Audacity.
Political and other groups in Dominica say they are about to implement a plan of action to save Dominica, citing the Dominica-Syria relations issue. I'm Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. As the diplomatic scandal involving Dominica and Syria continues to be a major talking point in the nation, another resignation call is being made, this time for the island's foreign affairs minister. Arguing that the name of Dominica is shamed in the international community, opposition leader Lennox Linton at a press conference Monday called for Foreign Affairs Minister Kenneth Darrow, like Ambassador to the UN Lauren Bannis Roberts, should also step down or be made to do so. According to Linton, Dominica is being seen in the international community as a country that gave aid and comfort to pariah states, to rogue states and regimes run by butchers.
Why do we need this? Why does our good name, Dominica, the nature island of the Caribbean, the world, why does our name have to be stained by that sort of conduct for government? And then for the government to tell us, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know that our ambassador in New York was signing diplomatic relations with Syria. Bashar al-Assad's regime, the murderous regime of Bashar al-Assad, at a time when Bashar al-Assad is standing to support the war in Ukraine, the unlawful invasion of the people of Ukraine, which is causing untold suffering to the people and consternation around the world. We stand with him at that point where nobody wants to befriend that regime. We stand as the latest friend of the regime. And then we say, oh, we didn't know about it. We in government didn't know about it. It was our ambassador's doing. So the ambassador has stepped down. So we understand. The demand of we the people is very simple. We act now as employers, because we are. We are the employers of government, of the people in government. And so employers always have the responsibility when employees misbehave, when employees are guilty of misconduct, to suspend them, gross misconduct, to dismiss them. And so those acting on our behalf right now have a responsibility to make some dismissals. Lauren Bannis is gone, but what about the foreign minister? Foreign Minister Kenneth Darrow has to be terminated. His employment has to be terminated. He has to be dismissed. And if those who are representing us in government do not accept the authority of we the people requesting the dismissal of the foreign minister, then the responsibility falls to us to make sure that he's dismissed.
A variety of groups, political and others, including the private sector, religious and civil sector organizations, say they have come together under the banner "Enough is enough, let us save Dominica." They have indicated that they will, over the next few weeks, take joint action across Dominica. Those proposed actions are coming on the heels of the disastrous Dominica-Syria diplomatic relations fiasco, including orchestrated walks in the city of Roseau. Meanwhile, Police Chief Daniel Carbon issued this statement on Tuesday.
It has been brought to the attention of the Chief of Police that there is a planned walk in the city of Roseau, carded for Wednesday, 30th March 2022 at 10 a.m. and on every Wednesday thereafter. Let me inform the general public that the Chief of Police has not received any request to hold the walk in the city of Roseau. The law makes provision as to how any walk, march, or protest action can be held lawfully. The Chief of Police, by law, is authorized to give permission for these activities. Persons wishing to have walk, march, or protest action must apply to the Chief of Police. Please be guided accordingly.
However, speaking on Q95 Tuesday, activist Arthi Mata indicated that they would not be seeking police permission to walk in the city of Roseau.
There is no requirement to request permission to walk under the Public Order Act or any other act. And so we will walk tomorrow. We will meet at the initial point outside the Prevost Cinema Mall. We will say our prayers, etc. And then we will identify the next point at which we will gather for the next set of messages. And from that point, we will inform of the third point and so forth. And so people will have to find a way to get there. They will not drive. They will not take a helicopter or a horse or a donkey. They will walk. We do not need permission to walk the streets of Dominica. This is a walk. This is citizens exercising their right constitutionally and their human right to move from point A to point B by walking. We do not and have not requested permission from the police for anything. If they are idle and have nothing else to do, I understand. But we don't need permission. We have not requested permission. We will walk the streets of our capital city.
The statement by the police chief has drawn a level of criticism on social media, described as ridicule and mockery, as Roy Sanford reports.
So what is the difference with walking in Roseau today and walking tomorrow? One person asked on Facebook. Another Facebook user wrote, but the country not open now? How you need permission to walk? Yet another wrote, every afternoon it has a group walking in the gardens. Carbon needs to go and ask them who gave them permission to walk. Can you imagine? Dominicans cannot even walk in Roseau? Well, look it, another person said. Referring to the incident where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars a few nights ago, one person said, look, Carbon telling Dominicans you need his permissions to walk. Are you talking about Will and Chris and all you cannot walk? One person simply wrote, this is pure madness. Others think politics is involved in the entire matter. No surprise in all of this, one person wrote. I say Dominicans let this happen. You Dominicans let it happen. No, you need permission to walk. Just know you will need permission to eat. 18-3. I love my PM. Some people believe that Dominicans simply accept whatever is thrown at them. These people don't contest anything, one person wrote on Facebook. They accept anything. If Labour says jump, is jump. And if that is not intelligence, then is the opposite of intelligence. Others were undeterred by Carbon. Walk, Dominicans, walk. Walk for freedom, one person wrote.
In Antigua, Parliament's upper house has approved legislation that deals with the country's immigration amnesty. The Immigration and Passports Amendment Bill was passed in the Parliament's upper house on Monday. ABS News reports that the legislation provides a pathway for immigrants in Antigua and Barbuda to regularize their status.
I've heard it said on the radio, this is just an election ploy, it's an election gimmick, but whether it is or not, for persons who are illegal, for persons who are under this veil of uncertainty, they have an opportunity to regularize.
Government Senator Maureen Hyman piloted the Immigration and Passport Amendment Bill, indicating what is at issue is not the basis for the legislation, but what it allows for. The bill creates the legal framework for those currently residing in the country illegally to regularize their status within a certain period.
It is from the 1st of March to the 30th of April. So it's not a situation that we're saying, whenever you feel like it, you can come and be regularized. There is a limit.
Those who don't take advantage of the opportunity will risk deportation. However, opposition Senator Richard Lewis says frequent amendments to the act are indicative of a greater problem. He says steps need to be taken to address underlying issues facing immigrants.
Let's look at lowering the fees for extension and so on, making the application And that would help us to reduce the number of illegal immigrants in Antigua and Barbuda. As I said, I don't think individuals want to be illegal in the country.
The bill was passed without amendment. Jessica Russell, ABS News.
Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Keith Rowley has called on Britain to pay reparations for those who were enslaved for many years. More on this from TTT News.
Prime Minister made the plea while addressing a gathering of spiritual Shouter Baptists at a Shouter Baptist Liberation Day celebration in La Hokita on Monday. Prince William, during a royal visit to Jamaica, publicly acknowledged the ills of slavery, stating that it never should have happened.
A member of the royal household in the United Kingdom say that. But tonight I want to say to Prince William, having said that, I believe you, but I'll believe you more if you do what you must now do, which is to offer some reparation to the people who were wronged in the way that you acknowledge. It is not sufficient to say that I acknowledge it, but not to seek to help those who were harmed by it.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, March 30th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.